Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I want to give you guys a quick update, a health update, and then coming up, we'll do a break, and then we'll come back and talk about Katie's trip to Chicago. But this is such a great story to kick things off. Charmin has their Forever Rolls back on the market. A regular roll of Charmin has 77 sheets of TP, but these Forever Rolls that they're releasing, 1,700 sheets.
Oh, my God.
So they are like 22 rolls in one. And you can pick them up now. Perfect for the Halloween season if you're looking to TP some neighbors' houses.
Well, yeah.
So instantly what I thought.
Outside of that, how do you fit that on the roll?
How do you put it on? That's exactly
like,
my thought.
Where do you put that thing? You just put it on the back of the toilet?
You just lay it on the floor in front of the toilet.
You've got no class?
You just lay it there.
I don't like that at all.
Each thing roll, is a pillow.
Each roll is supposed to last two people up to a month, unless you're Katie. And you get a three-pack for around $30. So that's funny.
Well,
now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because I went through a lot of TP Thursday because I had my colonoscopy on Friday.
Yeah, you did.
And I know it's not the sexiest thing to talk about, and I don't care if it makes me sound ancient or whatever, but it's so important to get this stuff done. I had a grandfather who passed away at, like, late 40s.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, runs in my family, the colon cancer. And so I started at 40, getting my butt probed.
That's preventative.
As you
preventative.
Should. Yeah.
And I went back in. I'm on a every 5-year plan, and that's why I was out on Friday. Went and got it done again. I will tell you, I was on the air last week talking about how incredibly refreshing it is and cleansing to do that because it just cleans you out and you feel so good. This time was horrific.
Oh, no.
But don't let that deter you.
What happened?
So these were two different times.
Two different times. This is 5 years later. First time, easy peasy, mac and cheesy. Flew through it. No problem.
Yeah.
But they give you these pills. You got to take 24 pills to flush out your system. You do 12 in the night and then 12 like in the morning before you go. And it hit me. It hit me different this time. And I have never thrown up so hard in my life.
Oh, no, you came out this end.
It was coming out of both ends, you guys. So, like, I guess you could spin this as, like, it was really refreshing because it was coming out of both ends.
You really cleared
out. But something with the tabs this time did not sit well with me. And they're straight, like, they're like sodium tabs almost.
Okay.
And so it's, like, extremely salty.
Oh,
when
ew.
It's like you drink a salt shaker when it's coming back up. It was horrific. I will just say that. But it cleaned me out. It got the job done. I went in. They got me all hooked up and ready to go and everything. And they're like, well, the doctor's running a little behind. And I laid in that bed for like 45 minutes just waiting with anticipation, nervousness. I'm like, where is this guy? They like forgot about me for a few minutes.
No.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, you're still here.
What are you doing?
Let's go find the doctor. I was like, what the frick?
Oh, gosh.
What the frick? So anyway, after they remembered where I was, they zipped me in within a couple minutes. And this nurse that was pushing the bed into the room where they get it done kept hitting the walls.
Oh.
What?
And it was like pinball. Just wham, wham, wham.
Was
and then she's
drunk?
Getting me into the room and, you know, the handle on the door. Wham, she hits the handle on the door. I'm like, my God. So I get in there and I look at her. I go, please tell me you are not the one doing the colonoscopy. And everybody started laughing. She's like, no, it's not me. She's like, just these things are hard to steer sometimes. I'm like, you think? You think? Wham, wham.
You were just in several car accidents.
Seriously, like, I feel like I have a concussion right now. And then they were in there laughing at me because I still got that finger issue, too, where my finger's swollen up. And they were going to put the oxygen or the pulse monitor, whatever it is they put on your finger. Like, let's use a different finger since that one's all swollen and jacked up. And while I was laying there for them, waiting for them to put me under, I go, while I'm under, can you guys just lop off this finger? Because I'm going to be out. Can you go ahead and just take it off? They're like, I don't think we could do that. I don't know about that. And I go, here's what I want you to do. I want you to lop off my finger and put it in my butt. I go, put it in my butt so you have something to look for in another 5 years.
Oh,
I was like, let's just see if it grows into my colon and you guys can look for my finger in my butt. And they were all laughing and it like kind of cut the mood in there, you know? Because it's such a serious.
Sure, not everyone asks
it's
for
a
that.
Little scary, you know? Yeah. And I'm in there cracking jokes and they're all laughing because I want them to shove my finger in my butt. So
no,
that kind of helps.
You want them to cut your finger off and then
put it in your
colon. They can do whatever they want.
Exactly. Like that's a different.
You're under. It doesn't matter what they do.
Wow.
You won't feel anything.
They won't feel anything. I'm going to tell you right now, I raved about that propofol for like the next 2 days. That stuff is incredible.
Yeah?
I will tell you, it's dangerous stuff.
Yeah. Let's make sure preface you put that out.
Take the
it's
right
dangerous. It's, do it under doctor's supervision, but I see why Michael Jackson liked it so much.
Oh.
Because it helps you sleep and be yeah. out, and you're just, you truly are dead to the world, and it is the best nap you will ever have. And when it hits, that feeling, he goes, okay, I'm going to start putting it in, and he goes into the IV. He goes, it takes like less than 10 seconds. He's like, you're going to feel it. You feel like, you just get like crystals all over your body.
Yeah.
It goes all through your body and then wham, out.
That's scary.
It's the craziest it's thing, scary. Josh, because you feel it hit and you're like, oh, this feels blah. And then the next thing you know, they're like, wake up.
And that's
you
it.
You don't know anything. You forget everything.
You don't dream like or that. Anything. It's
nothing.
Just
it is
black.
Just black.
No, it's REM sleep. Wow. You're not dreaming.
Done, dunzo. Gone. Until they wake you up, and they say there's some weird side effects that can happen when they wake you up. And they woke me up, and I cried.
No! Did you really?
I started crying after Why? They woke me up.
Because you missed your sleep?
I feel like someone touched
I
my
was
butt.
Like, I feel like somebody was in me. I cried, because I looked over, and they had Nicole sitting there already, and I saw her, and I started crying.
Aww.
And then they told me, no polyps, free and clear.
Hey,
you're good.
That's good.
We did not find anything. And it all just hit me.
You
it
cried
hit
again.
Me like having my wife there, no polyps. And I just started bawling like a little baby. And they were all looking at me. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening right now.
You didn't cut off my finger.
Yeah, my finger's still hurt. My butt's sore.
Please tell me Nicole took videos.
Oh, she took some pictures of me.
Good, good.
And they had to bring over this box of Kleenex. And I was like, I don't know what's happening right now. And the nurse was so sweet. She's like, it's okay. She's like, sometimes the anesthesia hits people different.
Yeah.
It just does different things to different people. And there I was, a grown-ass man in my little hospital gown with my butt still hanging out. crying like a baby.
It turns you into a crybaby Sally,
I looked
for
at Nicole,
sure.
Like, they didn't find any polyps. There was no polyps.
I'm going to live. So happy.
But it was kind of funny because the nurse handed me the box of Kleenex, which is like a little car size one.
Yeah.
She's like, here, take these. She goes, and just, she's like, take them with you. You can have them. So she walked away and I looked at Nicole and I was like, how much are they going to charge us for this freaking box of Kleenex?
Yeah, right.
Is this going to be a $60 box of Kleenex?
You know it
you
is.
Started crying again.
Yeah, exactly. And he's bawling.
I don't want to be charged for these Kleenexes. So once it was all said and done, thank you to everybody that messaged me over the weekend. You all had the pretty much the same line on Saturday. Jer, how's your butthole?
Yeah.
Butthole is good, you guys.
Good, man.
Free and clear, and I encourage everybody to go get your colonoscopy done. It is so important.
Yeah.
Colon cancer is such a leading cause of death. Go get it done. It feels great. It feels really good, you guys.